我很荣幸来为大家介绍今天的讲员。
I'm very honored to be able to introduce today's speaker.
在1996年、97年，我们教会要考虑加入北美华人布道会的时候。
In 1996 to 1997, the church is considering being in part a member of the Evangelical Free in Northern America.
曾兆阳牧师是华联会董事会的主席。
So Pastor Dunn, he is the chairperson of the branch.
所以在那个过程当中给我们教会很大的帮助。
So during those times, he had helped us greatly.
97年的11月，我们教会奉献新堂，还有我的就职的典礼，曾牧师也代表华联会来到我们教会。
So in 1997, when our new church is dedicated, and when I was officiated to be pastor of this church, Pastor Zhang was here.
他不只对我们教会很大的帮助，对我个人这些年来也有很大的帮助。
Not only has he helped our church greatly, he personally to me is also a great help.
很高兴今天曾牧师再次来到我们当中
分
享主的信息。
Very happy that Pastor Zhang can be with us today and share God's message with us.
我们把时间交给曾牧师。
Let's give the time to Pastor Zhang.
The title of the sermon today is Three Words of Encouragement.
今天的信息的题目是三句勉励的话。
What are the three words?
这是哪三句话呢?
Very obviously from the passage, the three words are thankful, joyful, and prayerful.
这很明显的从刚刚的经节里面我们就知道这三个字呢三句话是感谢喜乐还有祷告。
So the church,The charge to, for you as a member of the church as and as a church as a whole.
所以呢对于我们个人来讲还有对教会总体来讲给我们的劝勉是什么呢?
Every one of you.
也就是对每一个人而言。
Is to be thankful for yesterday.
也就是对昨天要感谢。
Be joyful for today.
对，今天要喜乐。
And be prayerful for tomorrow.
对，明天要祷告。
Be thankful for yesterday.
对，昨天要喜乐，要感谢。
Or rather, in your case, for yesteryears.
或者是对我们来，特别对我们来讲呢，是对昨年、去年。
To be exact, 30 years.
或者是呢，是去昨的前30年。
And you ask to whom should we give thanks?
那我们要对谁感谢呢?
The people who started this church?
是对成立教会的人感谢吗?
The pastors who shepherded this church?
或者是对牧养这个教会的牧师感谢?
The one who purchased and rebuilt this building?
还是谁奉献金钱重建这个教会的人呢?
No.
不是。
At least not ultimately.
或者是不是最终不是对这些人要感谢。
To whom then?
那是谁呢？对谁呢
？Thanksgiving is coming.
我们知道感恩节要来了。
It is one of the oldest American holidays.
这是美国的历史最悠久的这个节庆之一。
In 1789, George Washington, the first president.
在1789年，美国的第一任总统，George Washington 华盛顿总统
，He declared，
他这样说
，I make Thursday the 26th day of November next。
我让这个11月26号星期四
，to be devoted to the people of these days to the service of that great。And glorious God.
这一天让美国的人民把这一天献给这个伟大而且荣耀的神。
Here is the author of all good that was, that is, and that will be.
这位神是创始成终，在将来、现在跟永远的每一善的神。
That we may then all united. To humble thanks,
所以我们一起同心合意啊，谦卑的把我们的感谢献给。
For his kind care and protection of the people of the country.
献给神，为了他给这个国家还有这个人民的医治还有保护。
To whom should we give thanks?
所以我们必须向谁献上感谢呢？
Obvious enough is this same God.
很明显的，也就是这位神。
For who he is?
正因为神他自己本身。
And what he has done for us.
也为了神曾经为我们做的事情献上感谢。
What has God done for you?
神为你做过什么事呢？
As a church.
为我们教会做了什么事呢？
That we are thankful for.
所以我们因为哪一些事情可以感谢神呢？
Yes, this is the time to give thanks to him.
是的，现在是一个对神献上感恩的时候。
This is the time to count your blessings.
这个时候也是数算神的恩典的时候。
But before you name the things, the specific things.
但是呢，在我们要一一数算神的恩典的时候。
Let me remind you of the passage we just read.
我想要提醒你们，我们刚刚才读过的那个经节。
Thessalonians 5:17.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十七节。
In everything, give thanks.
凡事谢恩。
Can we really give thanks in everything?
我们是真的能够凡事谢恩吗？
In the past of our church.
在我们教会历史当中。
For what had happened to us.
或者是我们能够在凡事对发生我们身上的事情都谢恩吗？
Even the unpleasant moment of disharmony and discouragement.
甚至于在我们不喜欢的这些不和谐的时候在我们沮丧的时候也谢恩吗？
You may think it's impossible to give thanks in everything.
所以我们可能会觉得说凡事谢恩是不可能的。
Sure, you are right if the preposition is not in but for.
对，如果呢我们是说为了每一件事情都谢恩的话就不可能，不是说在每一件事情里面都谢恩。
This is the importance of this particular participle, preposition in and not for.
所以我们要特别注意，在这里面讲的是在凡事谢恩，而不是为凡事谢恩。
We cannot thank God for everything that happened, but we can think.Thank God in everything that happened.
我们不没有办法为了每一件发生我们身上的事情而谢恩，但是在每一件发生在我们身上的事情当中，我们都能谢恩。
We need to learn to be thankful in all situations, good or bad.
我们必须要学习，不论在好或是坏的处境当中，我们都能谢恩。
We need to have faith in God.
我们必须在对神要有信心。
For who he is, as loving and almighty always.
我们因为神他的全爱跟他的信实，跟他的全能而有信心。
That he always has something for us to learn.
因为神对每一件事情当中都给我们有功课。
So what something for us to grow in?
或者是在每一件事情当中都让我们能够成长
and be benefited from
能够在当中能够得着益处。
God meant good for us in everything.
神在我们当中是有美好的旨意的，不论我们是在怎么样的处境当中。
In all things that happened to this church in the past.
所以在任何的发生在教会在过去三年当中的各样事情我们都谢恩。
That is why PaulContinue to say, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you.
这也就是为什么使徒保罗继续这样说，因为这是神在耶稣基督里向你们所定的旨意。
A famous biblical scholar who you may be familiar with is Matthew Henry.
一个很出名的圣经学者，他的名字叫做 Matthew Henry， 可能很多人都很熟悉。
He told the people around him how he reacted when he got robbed.
他告诉他身边的人说，有一次他被抢劫了，那他告诉别人他的反应是怎么样。
Somebody snatched his purse, his money purse.
啊，有一个强盗抢了他的钱包。
He said that he was really thankful.
他说他很感恩。
When he was asked why he was thankful.
当人家问他说你为什么感恩呢
？He laid out a long list of reasons.
所以他就一个长条的一条一条的这个举例。
One of the reasons why he is thankful is because in this situation, it was just his first time. He had never been robbed before.
在他列举的各样原因当中，他说第一呢，是他这是他第一次被抢劫了，
just、
他以前从来没有被抢过。
Then he said.I was robbed, but I was not hurt.
他又说了，哎，我被抢劫了，可是我没有受伤。
Lose some money, but physically not harmed.
啊，金钱上有些损失，但身体没有受伤。
And then he said, I'm thankful because on that particular day I didn't carry too much money.
他说，我感谢神，因为那天呢，我的钱包没什么钱。
And he said, I was thankful because.I was the one being robbed, and I'm not the robber.
那这我感谢神，因为呢是我被人家抢钱了，而不是我去抢人家的钱。
How can we practice thankfulness in the worst of all situations and still give thanks?
所以我们如何在各样的状况当中都能够持续的不住感谢呢？
The secret is one little word.
啊，这个诀窍呢，在一个字当中。
This word is the Latin root of the word thanks.
那这个字呢，是在拉丁文的字根，谢谢的这个字根里面。
In English, it's almost the same word.
啊，在英文呢，拼出来差不多。
With a difference of one letter.
啊，只有一个字母不一样。
Instead of A.
啊，不是 A.
What is the letter?
啊、但是什么字呢
？The letter I
是 I 这个字母。
Think，
是 think 想。
Think is the original root of the word thank in Latin。
思想是这个感谢的这个拉丁文的字根。
When you find yourself in a situation for you think that you just cannot give thanks。
所以当你自己身处在一个环境状况当中，你觉得你无法感谢。
Think about。Who God is?
你就思想神他是谁
？And what He has done for you?
来思想神为你做了什么事
？Then you put your trust in Him.
你把你的啊、你的信心放在神的身上。
And thank Him for the good that will eventually come out from the situation.
感谢神为将来在这个。处境当中神要带给你的这个好的事情来感谢
At this time of celebration
在这个庆祝的时候
Let us think of all the things that you have remembered about this church
让我们回想在我们教会当中你各样的回忆
And let us all give thanks
让我们都献上感谢
In everything
在各样的事情当中
Be joyful for today.
对，今天要喜乐。
Today we have a celebration for the 30th anniversary of the church.
今天我们是要庆祝教会成立30周年。
We should be joyful.
我们可以喜乐。
And indeed we are.
我们真的是喜乐。
But can we be joyful in challenging times of financial difficulties?
但是当我们在金钱上面很困难的时候，我们也喜乐吗？
Be joyful under pressures from all sides in our personal lives.
当我们在生活当中各样方面都受到极大压力的时候，也是喜乐吗
？Be joyful when facing or working with difficult people.
当我们面对或者是去跟困难的人一起同工的时候，也喜乐吗
？Not likely.
很困难，不太可能。
How can we encounter these situations and yet? Be joyful and rejoice evermore, as the scripture says.
那所以我们在面对这样困难的环境当中，我们如何能够常常喜乐呢？
Let us get a hint from the Apostle Paul.
让我们再从使徒保罗当中找到一些线索。
He said in Philippians 2:17.
在腓立比书二章十七节，他这样说。
But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering,
我若被浇奠在其上,
I'm glad and rejoice with you all.
也是喜乐, 并且与你们众人一同喜乐。
And also in Colossians 1:24.
同时在哥罗西书一章二十四节。
Now I rejoice in what was suffered for you.For the sake of his body, which is the church.
现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会。
Paul is saying that the secret of his joy.
使徒保罗说，在他这个喜乐的诀窍是什么呢？
In face of all these sufferings and even making the ultimate sacrifice.
在面对这些困难，甚至于要在牺牲的时候
，The secret is one thing.
这个秘诀就是在于一件事情
，That he had been faithful in serving the people of God and serving God himself.
他在侍奉神的众圣徒跟侍奉神本身当中，他是忠诚的。
So the secret of his joy.
所以呢，他的喜乐的秘诀是什么呢？
Is the word faithful.
就是忠心，要忠诚。
He served faithfully.
他忠心的侍奉。
That's where the joy comes in when we serve.
也就是当我们在侍奉的时候，如何得到喜乐，就是。
So my word of encouragement to you.
所以要鼓励你们的这个下一个字呢？
Therefore.Serve today joyfully by serving faithfully.
我给你们的鼓励就是呢，今天要喜乐的侍奉，因为你忠诚的侍奉。
In what area should we serve God faithfully, you ask?
所以有人可能会问说，那我在哪一些方面要忠诚的侍奉呢？
Let me point out four areas.
就我会告诉你们有四个方面。
And you will see that from Acts 2:42-47.
那我们可以在《使徒行传》二章四十二到四十七节学习到。
That the early church served faithfully with joy.
在早期的教会呢，他们就是在侍奉当中忠诚的侍奉，所以他们也喜乐。
The first area is faithful in learning and teaching the Bible.Acts 2:42.
第一个方面呢，是在学习跟教导这个圣经当中要忠诚。那是在《使徒行传》二章四十二节。
The scripture says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
在经节里面这样说，他们恒心遵守使徒的教训。
So my encouragement to you is to be a learning church, a teaching and learning and sharing.From the Bible.
所以我鼓励你们呢，能够恒心遵守神的教诲，彼此教导，彼此学习。
The second area that we should be faithful in.
第二个方面。
Also from Acts 42:42.
也是在使徒行传二章四十二节。
Say they devoted themselves also to the fellowship.
他说他们彼此交接。
This is the well-known.Greek word to you all, koinonia, fellowship.
那这个字呢，在希腊文里面是可能大家都很熟悉，叫做 koinonia, 就是 fellowship, 就是。
Which expresses our common Christian life, what we share as Christians.
那这意思呢，就是彼此交接，彼此团契。那也就是说，我们也在基督徒的生命当中如何彼此的交往。
Now it is not just the time that we gather together at home or in church. to pray, to sing some songs, or to study the scripture.
所以不光只是我们花时间在教会或在家里彼此有团契，彼此读经，彼此祷告，彼此唱诗歌。
It's far more than that.
比这个还多得多。
The word koinonia refers to the commitment to consistent and persistent expressions in our daily living.
所以这个希腊文 koinonia 呢，它的意思是要必须要持续的、恒久的，然后我们彼此献上我们自己，然后在每天的生活当中彼此相爱、彼此分享。
To love and to care for one another.
彼此相爱、彼此分享。
So the second encouragement to be faithful is to be a caring church.
所以第二个鼓励你们要忠心的方向呢，就是要从一个有爱心的教会。
Genuinely sharing with one another in our daily living.
所以真诚的在基督徒的彼此的生活当中，彼此的分享，彼此关怀。
The third area is faithful in worshiping God. Acts 2:42, the same verse.
第三个方面必须要忠心的就是
The early church devoted themselves to what?
敬拜神要忠心，因为这个在使徒行传二章四十二节这样说。
Breaking of bread and to prayer.
他说他们擘饼祈祷。
The worship life in the early church is both formal in the temple and also informal at home.
所以呢，敬拜的生活呢是可以是正式的在教会当中，也可以是好像非正式在家里。
Not only that, we also find a balance.In worship,
同时呢，当我们在敬拜的时候呢，必须要有平衡。
How they describe their worship?
那时候一些人怎么样描述自己的敬拜呢
？One word is awe, a w e.
所以一个是敬畏。
Another is glad.
另外一个是喜乐，欢乐。
Awe implies.Fearful respect.
所以敬畏哦这个字呢就是尊敬而且有畏要害怕惧怕。
But the word glad in Greek, it denotes an exuberant outburst of joy.
所以这个 glad, 这个喜悦喜乐这个字在希腊文当中呢是一个是一个爆发性的乐快乐。
Indicating,Worship is both joyful and also reverent.
所以就是说，当我们在敬拜的时候呢，是同时又是喜乐跟快乐，同时又敬又畏。
Today worship services are in too much an extreme.
所以常常我们看到现代的敬拜的这个场合当中呢，有两个极端。
In one church, when you come to the worship service, you will find yourself.You seem to find yourself in a funeral service.
所以有一些教会呢，当你去敬拜的时候呢，你会以为你已经到人家的追思礼拜了。
In another church, you sit there leisurely sipping coffee while worshiping.
在其他教会当中呢，你去敬拜还可以喝咖啡，然后很轻松的慢慢。
And in another, you find yourself in a wild party.Jumping and laughing hilariously.
在另外一些教会的敬拜当中呢，可能你会发现一些人，他们可能会比较疯狂的跳啊，唱啊。
So for you, I encourage you to be a worshiping church.
所以对你们来说，我鼓励你们成为一个敬拜的教会。
A true worshiping church.
真真实实的敬拜的教会。
Have a genuine sharing in love.In the presence of Christ,
在主耶稣基督的同在当中，我们真诚的彼此交通
，loving and also worshiping with joy.
所以我们彼此相爱，也在敬拜当中有许多的喜乐。
And under the supremacy of God, recognizing.Who he is,
明白是在神的主权权威之下，我们敬拜，能够宣称神他的主权。
The fourth area of the early church we can find is they are faithful in evangelism.
在我们的早期教会当中，第四个方面，我们可以学习忠诚的，就是在宣教当中忠诚。
Acts 2:47.
在使徒行传二章四十七节。
It says, "And the Lord added to the number daily those who were being saved."
他说，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
There are three things I want to draw out from this.Such sentence.
所以在这句话当中有三点重点。
The first one is no matter what method we use for evangelism, it is the Lord's doing. It is the Lord who did it.
对，第一个要注意的就是不论我们怎么样用什么样方法来布道，最终的是神的工作。
It says the Lord added.
啊，因为是神在做，因为他说。
We baptized three today.
主将得救的人加给他们，是主在做。今天我们为三个人受洗。
Who is responsible for that？
啊，这是谁做的呢
？The Lord
是神做的。
The Lord added
啊，因为是主加给他们的。
So be not boastful，
所以不要自夸。
But depend on the Lord for continuous work among you。
但是要靠着主，让主在我们教会当中继续的工作。
The second thing is, both quantity and quality is emphasized.
啊，在第二个重点呢，是在质跟量都是很重要。
It is not just a number.
所以不光只是量。
But that those who come are actually being saved.
但是让来的人都是得救的。
They are led to a higher level of spirituality，
所以他们在属灵上面是到达一个更高的境界。
And reality，
更高的现实的状况。
And the third thing is the word daily。
啊，那第三这个重点呢是这个一个字，就是天天。
You baptize this month weekly。
啊，这个月呢，你们是每一个星期都受洗。
But aim for daily。
但是我们呢，目标是天天受洗。
Daily reminds us that we should not be just counting on the so-called evangelistic events。
所以天天的意思呢，就是我们不要只是每年想这个年度的布道会。
But everyone, every day, be consistent and have.Consistent daily efforts to outreach.
所以每一个人每一天都要恒切的恒长的要接触到其他的人为传福音。
So the fourth things that we should be faithful in is be an evangelizing church.
所以第四个我们必须忠心的身为一个教会呢，就是要一个布道，成为一个布道的教会。
Share out the gospel daily.
所以天天跟其他人分享福音。
Be a learning church.
所以呢，要成为一个学习的教会。
Be a caring, fellowshipping church.
要成为一个有爱心、彼此交接的教会。
Be a evangelizing church.
成为一个布道的教会。
And be a worshiping church.
成为一个敬拜的教会。
So be faithful serving in the church with joy.
所以必须要忠心的、喜乐的在教会中服事。
Prepare for tomorrow.
对，明天要祷告。
We are encouraged to pray without ceasing.
我们要不住的祷告。
What should we pray for this church?
那为这个教会我们要祷告什么呢？
What should you pray for this church?
那你要为这个教会祷告什么呢？
I'm not qualified to tell you what.
我其实是不配告诉你要怎么样祷告。
Rather, I would like to tell you how you should pray.
但是我可以告诉你如何祷告。
May I challenge you to pray the prayer of the Apostle Peter?
我现在要挑战各位呢，用这个使徒彼得的祷告来祷告。
In an unexpected passage.
在一个我们平常不太会期望看读的这个经文。
Matthew 14:26.
马太福音十四章二十八节。
Peter prayed to Jesus.
彼得对耶稣这样祷告。
In a very special circumstances.
在一个非常特别的状况当中。
He said to the Lord, Lord, if it is you, tell me to come to you on the water.
彼得说，主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。
Why this prayer is so significant and relevant for us today?
为什么这个祷告对我们来讲是这么重要又这么有意义呢？
We have to understand the context.
我们来看他这个是在什么状况之下做的祷告。
Do you know what the context is?
你们记不记得那个是什么事件呢？
对，没错。
That's right. You're right.
Yeah, you're right.
没错。
Right.
对。
Jesus walked on water in a storm.
耶稣在暴风雨当中在水面上行走。
Why did he do that?
他为什么这样做呢？
This is one of the most absurd miracle.
这个实在是这个神行行迹当中实在是很唐突的。
Surely it's not a show to impress his disciples.
我们知道他绝对不是为了要让他的这个门徒觉得他很棒才这样做。
He can row in the boat. He can row in the boat.
他可以坐在船上。
With all the disciples.
他跟着他的门徒一起乘船。
Why did he send them ahead?
他为什么要先把门徒送出去？
Storm, walk on water.
然后在暴风雨当中在水面上行走呢？
My understanding is that
我的了解是这样。
It is an object lesson for his disciples.
这个对他的门徒来说呢，是想要给他们一个客观的功课。
That they should learn to trust in him.
他们要学习要信靠主。
In guiding them through very rough waters.
要信靠主，当主要带领他们走出困难的道路的当中。
Because the rough time of persecution is coming.
因为他们要被逼迫了，这些困难的时候就要来临。
It's coming very, very soon.
很快就要来。
Here is the one who can walk on rough waters.
但是神他可以在这个海浪当中行走。
Here is the one who has the power to calm the storm and walk above the storm.
所以主耶稣是可以平静风浪，并且在风浪上面行走的。
Peter seems to understand it a little bit.
彼得好像对这个有些许的了解。
And here is the only one who really understands the intention of the Lord a little bit.
因为他是唯一稍微了解神的心意的。
That's why he prayed.
所以他就做这样祷告。
The way he prayed.
他就如此祷告。
We can learn a lot from his prayer.
所以我们可以从他的祷告当中学习很多。
But today I just want to bring out three points.
那在这当中我要提出三点。
Here is asking for direction and permission.
他在寻求神给他指引。
Lord, if it is you, let me.
他说神如果是你就请你叫我
acknowledging that Jesus Christ is the Lord of his life
所以他宣告主耶稣是他生命的主
What is the most common kind of prayer that we pray?
我们平常祷告的时候最多是什么样子呢
We ask for things, right?
我们请求
Rather than asking for permission
我们不是跟神求应许
We direct our Lord to do things.
我们叫神为我们去做事。
Rather than being directed ourselves and be submissive to His direction.
而不是说让我们自己被神主引，我们的遵守神的教训。
But brothers and sisters, in such situation, the Lord Jesus is not our Lord.
但是在我们做这样的事情的时候呢，神就不再是我们的主了。
He is just our servant.
他变成我们的仆人了。
What do we hear in the prayer meetings of our church?
所以在祷告会当中，教会祷告会当中，我们常常听到什么祷告呢
？Unfortunately, Not Peter's prayer.
可惜不是像彼得这样子的祷告。
But still a lot of supplications for our needs and desires only.
我们在祷告当中常常就是恳求神要这个要那个。
They used to say the prayer of Peter, a servant's heart.
所以如果你有一个仆人的心智的话，你敢跟神这样子要来要去，要这么多东西吗？
The second thing is it is dangerous to pray Peter's prayer.
第二件事情我们知道就是如果我们做像彼得一样的祷告的话呢是很危险的。
He was asking for things that he himself needed to do.
他为神求他必须要做的事情。
He committed to action as directed by the Lord.
他是愿意去做神指引他去做的事情。
He submitted himself to the Lord's command.
所以他遵从神给他的指示。
He committed himself to the Lord to act.
所以他也愿意遵守神叫他去做，他就去做。
He is not saying, Lord, you do that for me, I just sit here.
他也不说神，你去帮我去做吧，我在那边坐着等你。
He is saying to the Lord, if you're willing, let me come.
他彼得说神如果是你请你叫我走到你那边去
Do the exact thing as you did
所以让我能够做你做的事情
Are you ready to pray to the Lord
我们准备好跟神这样祷告吗
Saying Here I am Lord send me
跟神说主我在这里请差遣我
Lord, I'm willing to do what you do.
神，我愿意做你做的事情。
And what you commanded me to do.
你指示我去做的事情。
Our church is willing to do what you will us to do.
我们的教会愿意做你愿意我们做的事。
Even what you ask us to do is something humanly impossible.
甚至于这些事情可能是我们看来觉得是我们做不到的事情。
Something only you, Lord, can do.
甚至有你能做的事情。
There you say that prayer of an obedient heart.
我们敢以一个服从的心来做这样的祷告吗？
And thirdly, in consequence, Peter has to step out from his boat.
最后的结果是呢，彼得他必须要从他的船上踏出一步。
He has to step out from his comfort zone.
所以他必须在他这个熟悉的环境当中呢离开，踏出一步。
Step onto rough waters.
他要踩在这个风浪很大的水面上。
To pay the price and eventually the ultimate sacrifice.
所以呢，他必须要付出代价，他也必须要牺牲。
Peter had to step.Onto the stormy waters.
所以彼得他必须要踩在这个风浪很大的水面上。
Step into great uncertainties and insecurities.
所以必须要一脚踏进这个他不确定的，也是不安全的地方。
But fully trusting on the words of the Lord.
但是他完全的信靠神的话语。
Definitely, there will be great.Uncertainties before us.
所以我们知道，在我们的前面，将来会有很多不确定的事情。
We shall not know about what holds in the future of our church.
因为我们不知道教会的前途、未来的命运是怎么样。
But we know who holds the future.
但是我们知道谁掌管明天。
And he holds our hands.
他也掌握我们的手。
So dare you say the prayer of Peter?
你们敢做像彼得一样的祷告吗
？And act from a trusting heart.
以一个信靠的心来做像彼得一样的祷告，做彼得一样的事情吗
？Pray without ceasing, with a servant's heart, with an obedient heart, and with a trusting heart.
我们要不住的祷告，以一个仆人的心，以一个。遵从神的心，还有一个信靠神的心。
Leave your comfort zone and act as the Lord directs you to.
要离开我们自己觉得很安全的地方，要脚踏出去，让神带领我们往何处去，我们就去哪里。
So be thankful for everything. Be thankful in everything.
所以在任何的事情当中都要感谢。
Rejoice in our service.
在我们侍奉当中要多多的喜乐。
And pray without ceasing for our church.
要不住的为我们的教会祷告。
Those are the encouragement to you.
这个是我对你们的鼓励。
Amen.
Amen.